You're back again with Debate the Music. Man, thank y'all for listening. Thank you for the support. I'm your host, Chris. You can find me on Twitter, online, at I'm Just Greatness.
And I'm your host, Pierre. You can find me on Twitter at KingTail21. Debate the Music on Instagram.
Yeah, before we start, I just want to remind everybody, please subscribe. Go on iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating and review, please. We really appreciate it, man. We really appreciate the support we've gotten. The show is blowing up. We got some interviews coming up with some dope upcoming artists. We'll talk more about that later. First, we got to get into Trey Songz, man. That album, Tremaine, was actually, honestly, I'm be honest, I'm a little shocked. It was good because... Man. The whole reality TV thing threw me off, man. It was throwing me off.
Not only that, the Keke Palmer thing, too. It kind of ties into it now.
Yeah, it was like some of his out-of-the-studio antics, I guess. Like the whole... Just reality TV as a whole, we all know how lame it is. And most artists that go to Love & Hip Hop and all these dating shows, it's hard to come back from. You know, once you go there, your career is pretty much done.
Absolutely.
So it was shocking for me to see that he came with a good album. And... At first, I wasn't feeling the whole fake reality TV thing. It was like, I knew it was a marketing ploy.
Yeah.
But it worked for him. It did work. I liked the way he did it as far as releasing one song every now and then. And every episode, he released a new track. And it was actually dope because he sounded like his old self. So what did you think of the Trey album?
You know what, man? I gotta be honest. When I first came into the album, I didn't know what to expect. I was just like, oh, damn. I thought it was gonna be more along the lines of his newer, like, where he's trying to cross into the pop scene and turn up music. But we got an album that was on the levels of Trigger and Ready. And Passion, what's the other one called? I think it's
Intermission 1 and 2 is one of my favorites, man.
Those mixtapes, right?
Yeah, it was like a mixtape. Oh, yeah. It was fire though, man.
Yeah, but surprisingly, man, he did good with this album. It's straight R&B, like it's the Trey Songz we used to. Like the Neighbors Know My Name Trey. Like I was like, yo, I was listening to it. I'm like, okay, like, and then it's not even feature heavy, bro. And I appreciate Trey for that, because I mean we all know Trey Songz. He's had some features. And he's been featured on songs, and I think he only had like one or two on this album, but it was dope, man. So I kind of feel like the whole VH1 Tremaine the Playboy thing kind of played out for him, and it worked in his favor.
Right, it did work, and I just appreciate the fact that he finally got back to making like sex songs and more the vibe type of music, like you said about the pop. I'm not really a fan of when he goes pop, like. His rapping isn't bad. I won't say it's bad at all. It's actually kind of dope. But I'm more of a fan of when he just sings. And same way I'm more of a fan of when Drake raps. Like when Drake gives us just bars, he's nice. Same way when Trey just sings about sex or whatever, it's nice. Like you love that type of music. You know what I'm saying? So it was a good little flashback. I know you saw his Breakfast Club interview, man. That was extremely controversial.
Yo, I was... Like, my eyes got big the whole time, and I'm like, did he really just say what I think he said? He said Nicki Minaj was a nobody before Bottoms Up. And I'm like, whoa! And it kind of was true. And it kind of adds more fuel to the rumors that she isn't a good person. Because he's like, I still love you, Nicki, but you came at me wrong. Like, you disrespected me, like... And I gotta say, damn, like, Nicki, like, this is bad, you know? Like, you have to say something, like, something has to be said.
Honestly, I would prefer her not to say that, no, because I don't want her to embarrass herself even more.
Yeah, because all she gonna say, yeah, you're right.
You know what she gonna do. Her only defense mechanism is to throw out her numbers, like... She got the same lame-ass argument in every situation she get into, man. So I don't even want to hear it, honestly. I'd rather her just not say anything and just let the situation die off.
Yeah, man.
What did you think about See, this is August Alsina is, first of all, he's lame to me. First off, lame as hell, bro. Mainly because I don't like when people are trying to get buzz and they disrespect other people to get that buzz. Like, why you gotta disrespect another man's name so that you can get some attention? Because let's be honest, when was the last time we heard an August Alsina song?
When was the last time we heard a good August Alsina song?
Oh, come on, exactly. So he's just reaching for that attention right now. And Trey literally said, "I don't want to fight." He said, "I don't want to fight. I ain't trying to fight nobody. I'm trying to make music, get money. That's it. And first thing August do is go to the gram with the
look and looking gay as hell by the ad. Like, what are you doing out here,
man? The keyboard thugging has got to stop.
It has to, because that's not a good look. When he first came out, August, I'm talking about, he had that "I love this shit" joint, and this is dope. But it's like, after that album, it just was going down, like. And I don't know, maybe he's just jealous at the fact that he will never reach Trey Songz's potential.
Right, and it's funny because I know that his fans are gonna come at me crazy, but he's just not nice. Like, I've never, nah. I won't say that he's super trash, but I'm not a fan of his music because it doesn't really have substance. And I like artists that are consistent. You got to be consistently putting out work for me to be a fan. And he disappeared. When was the last time we even heard a song? Was it three, 4 years now? I mean, it's been a while. Like, and I feel like,
I mean, he was on "Do You Mind," but I mean,
that don't count. That's a feature. That's
exactly.
And features, exactly. And features only count is if you kill it, first of all, and then you got to have multiple features in a row for it to be like you still in the spotlight, like 2 Chainz.
Ain't nobody checking for that nigga, man.
Think about like a guy like 2 Chainz. He's a master of features right now. He's killing everybody's songs.
I can't wait for that project he got coming out next month on the 7th. So I'm gonna check it out, 2 Chainz. I feel you. Like, everybody wants 2 Chainz on a song, like, or they want to get on a song with 2 Chainz. So it's like, hey, August, you got to sit down somewhere, bro. Like, I don't know.
I'm just not a fan of anybody reaching for attention, man. It's the same way chicks on the gram be trying to, same way the girls be trying to take pictures of athletes after they sleep with them. Like, that's lame. You're just trying to get attention.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Save that.
I don't understand, man. It's not a good look for nobody, like.
But that interview was super. It was entertaining, man. I like to see entertaining interviews like that, man, from dope artists. And again, man, the album was dope. Shout out to Trey, man. Much respect. I'm not gonna lie, man. I was a little worried, man. I'm not even gonna lie, but it was nice.
I was too. I quick tell people, like, oh no, like, I can't get with Trey. Like, we spoke about him previously. The Foreign song I couldn't get with, but Smartphones was dope. So this album, he kind of reached out to the people who like real R&B. So, like you said, man, shout out to you, Trey, man. Keep it coming, man. This is the lane you belong in, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to keep it wavy, man.
Right, and that Playboy joint is fire, man. That's
Playboy, Animal.
Yeah, you got some joints on there, man. One artist that did drop a track, just a track, we should be hearing from soon, Kendrick Lamar. Man, that part 4 was crazy. Wait, before we even get into that, I got to say something. I'm really irritated with the people who, I saw at least 10 people take screenshots of Drake's album and were like about to delete it from their phone to make room for Kendrick's. First of all, if you got to delete one album to get another, you need to reevaluate your life. Like,
right.
You need to upgrade that device right
there. Upgrade your memory, first of all.
Secondly, yeah. I really hope one day people can grasp that it's possible to be a fan of Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole, Big Sean. You can like all of these artists. Like, it's not conflicting interests. Like,
yeah, because they don't give a damn. All they're doing is getting money. Right? You think Kendrick and Drake care that y'all don't like both of their albums? No, they probably sitting back laughing, texting each other like, man, see, that's what nobody understands, but these rappers create controversy because they know it sounds like.
Yeah, man, that part 4, when I heard it, I was just, oh man, I was shocked. Because I know you remember when Kendrick dropped Control and Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's one of the rappers that usually when he drops one song, like everybody stops. They're gonna go
listen to that song. Everybody on the control song.
This is a quote from what he said. My fans can't wait for me to sun your punk ass and crush your whole little shit. I'll big pun your punk ass. You a scared little bitch. Like, even if they, I don't care who that was to. It's I like the bars right there. The aggressiveness. I love it. Like, we need that.
Hell yeah. There's been speculation that it was about Big Sean. There's been speculation that it was about Drake.
The world will never know. Fans was on Drake Instagram page putting the Roman numerals before all in the comments. Like, come on, man.
Oh man, they so petty. But man, yeah, Kendrick, and then he said at the end, y'all got till April 7th to get y'all shit together. And I'm like, I had to think, like, what is he talking about? But then it dawned on me, he's about to drop an album. That has to be what he's talking about.
Yeah, man. That's why I said, like, he might about to let something go. I'm hype, you know what I'm saying? I love to hear new music, especially from some of my favorite artists. And does it matter who he's talking to? Does it really matter? I don't really care.
To be honest, it doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, what nobody will do what Remy Ma did. Not to say that it can't be done, but when you dissing somebody, you throw their name out there. So Kendrick could have been talking to the rap game for all we know. He could have just, you know what I'm saying, metaphorically, he could have just been speaking on anything. You know? Like when Common released I Used to Love Her, everybody thought it was about a woman, but it was about hip-hop. So there's no telling what Kendrick was referring to in this song.
Yeah, man, that is true.
If he was talking about somebody, all I can do is wait till April 7th to hear the rest of whatever he's about to drop, because that song is me feeling for more, and I'm like, yo, like, this is not even To Pimp a Butterfly Kendrick. This is more of the Section 80 ADHD Kendrick Lamar, and I'm like, let's go, like, let's get it.
Oh, man, the fake Kendrick fans don't even know what you're talking about when you mention that Section 80.
Oh, I know they don't.
That's that real talk right over there.
Overly dedicated, they don't know nothing about all that, man.
Yeah, man, that's fire.
Exactly. Speaking of which, there was an article floating around the web this morning that a possible track list has leaked. And some of these producers and features that I'm seeing on here, man, it's mind-blowing. It's a song titled Delusional, and it's featuring Anderson .Paak. That's something I want to hear.
Oh, man.
They kind of sound like each other.
They got that same type of rhythm and vibe to it, man. That's going to be a fire song right there, man.
And there's one called Product featuring Andre Benjamin. Those of you that don't know who Andre Benjamin is, it's Andre 3000. Produced by Kanye West. That alone just... It's like, oh man. And then there's one more I'll get to. None of Your Business, featuring Kanye West and Q-Tip. So this, just talking about this, man, is just like, oh man. Like, if this holds up, like, yo, this could be bananas.
Right. Those are some great features right there. If you can say you got Andre 3000 alone is fire, but Kanye too, both of them on. And then Anderson .Paak is so new, and he has such a different sound that we haven't heard in a long time. Like, man, that's going to be a fire album, man. I love when artists drop those. Like, when they drop them little subliminals, and, okay, this is coming. You know what I'm saying? So now everybody has marked their calendar.
Oh, yeah. Everybody going to be waiting. Only thing I hope, Kendrick, is you don't let the people down. That's it.
Right, you know,
but it's kind of hard for Kendrick to let us down because he's been away for so long. You know what I mean? He's been away for a while, so he can kind of come out the woodworks with an album. So I'm ready, man. I'm ready. April 7th is around the corner. I feel bad for Joey Badass, though, because Joey Badass is dropping on the 7th. And that's the only part. But I'm pretty sure Joey Badass's project will still be dope. But everybody's going to be checking for Kendrick.
Yeah, man, that's one thing I like, too, is a competition of the rap game.
You gotta have it, bro. It's needed. It's needed.
Yeah, it's better when they go at each other. You need that.
It adds on to, you know what I'm saying, like, when you have two dope albums, not to say, oh, this one sucks, but it's okay saying, oh, I like X, Y, and Z better than I like this one. However, you still like the other one. You know, it's not, to me, it's not even about the album sales. Like, I think album sales, for me, I stopped caring about it. Back when Kanye and 50 Cent was going up against each other for that, I think it was Graduation and the album Curtis.
I think Kanye
killed his ass, and that was like, okay. After that, I stopped caring about numbers, but I feel like it's from a competition standpoint, and it's also from a fan standpoint. When I'm able to get two quality albums, I'm happy. Like, Trey Songz's album was dope, and then one album I want to speak on, nobody probably was checking for, but me, Raekwon's album was amazing. You probably didn't hear it, but I was at work yesterday, and I just was like, oh my God, because it was just, man. So when I'm able to get two for the price of one, I'm grateful.
Right. I love the competition of rap. That's why I was so excited when Remy went at Nicki and when Kendrick drops, because he's one of the few artists who's willing to go at another rapper. J. Cole did the same thing when he dropped that Everybody Dies. Like, man, he described everybody in that. The fake deep rappers, the OG gatekeep rappers, the could you take a break please rappers. Mm. Ooh, he was just shots at everybody. And you need that. You know what I'm saying? I think that creates a nice buzz, especially with the way Twitter works now and the memes and Instagram. Like, you can, when Kendrick dropped that song, he started trending within minutes. My timeline was exploding. I had to write an article immediately on greatnesspodcastnetwork.com. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's better. The more competition we have, the better it is for rap as a whole.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
I'm waiting for Joe Budden to come out and say something to somebody now.
Oh, man, I got a feeling it's coming. You know, we all know Joe Budden is a straight shooter, and he don't mean no harm by what he's saying. But, of course, everybody's, oh, Joe's a hater. He's jealous. He's irrelevant. But what does nobody know? Nobody want to, excuse my language, nobody wants to fuck with Joe Budden in the rap battle. Because he'll rap laps around half of these rappers. So let's not go there with Joe Budden.
right. So next we got to speak on something that you brought to my attention that I didn't even know was a name for this. I just kept pointing it out. Posthumous albums. So
yes.
What that means is when an album is released after an artist has died, the way they released that Michael Jackson album, I think they
Biggie went, duets.
Did they release a Whitney Houston's album too?
I don't know if Whitney had one, but man, it bothers me because it just makes me question, like, what's it all for? Like, is it really that serious? Because if you want to put the music out there, why not just give it to the people for free? Why are you... And then what bothers me about this the most is that they say all revenue goes to the family and the children.
Right. It's like, yeah, right. I think the record labels do that, you know, because these artists don't even own... A lot of them don't even own the publishing rights to their music.
Right.
And you see, once Prince got his, he disappeared. All of a sudden, he died. So,
right.
As soon as Michael Jackson bought the Beatles, he died. Something is wrong with that. As soon as he gets published from Sony, he died. Come on, man. Something ain't right.
So, I was looking over a couple that either just came out or that will be coming out. Shawty Lowe had one that came out. I want to say it was either this past Friday or last Friday. Biggie and Faith Evans has one coming out on May 19th. It's called The King and I. Bankroll Fresh has one coming out. And Dobie, T.I.'s artist, has one coming out. Now, I'm going to speak on the Dobie situation because I don't know if you saw the album cover. But the album cover is this man laying in the casket. His actual casket. Like, it's a real life thing on
That's
the album.
Crazy.
And it's crazy because his mom approved it. Like, can you imagine it being one of your friends and his mom approved that? Like, and you have to look at that every time you listen to it and be reminded, like, damn, I was there to actually live this pain. And then somebody trashes the project. Like, oh, this album is weak as fuck and it's stupid. You know what I'm saying? That's offensive to you. So I just feel like these albums need to be constructed better. Like, I don't know, like, cause some of them do be dope. Like, there's a couple that I really like Chinks, French Montana's artist. He has two out that I really enjoy, but it's just like, I don't know, man. I feel like it's a get rich quick scheme sometimes, and it bothers me because it's like, as a hip hop fan, I just, you know, I feel like these, like you said, these record labels are being forced to do it. Like, oh, y'all want to get rich? Oh, let's take some of his old raps that nobody heard and put them on some fresh beats, and you'll get about 2 million off of it or something. It's like, that's not the way to go about it.
Yeah, man, they out here hustling, man. After somebody passed away, if they're worth enough, they gonna find a way to put out some more of their music. And I don't think the
Biggie,
family,
like, come where on, is man. All this Biggie music coming from? Like, Diddy, I know you behind this. Where is all the Biggie music coming from?
I don't even think it's Diddy. I think that it's the labels, the publishers.
Faith Evans, I can understand because he was married to the man. I can't say anything about that, but it's just like, I'm going to listen to it because growing up, I was a fan of Biggie. Biggie will always be one of my favorite rappers. But it's just, it makes me wonder, like, oh, where, you know, are they going to redo Notorious Thugs and Faith Evans going to be singing on it or something? Like, you may look up in another year and there may be another Michael Jackson release or something, like unreleased Michael Jackson tracks. And it's like, wait, what? Like, he's resting, like, why? I don't know, man. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. So, I think that, man, it's definitely important that we pay attention to shit like this that's happening behind the scenes, because that's one of the main reasons why we want to promote more artists on this podcast and on our website and our Instagram. We want to give y'all more light, more shine, so that you don't have to sell your soul to these publishers, you know.
Once you do, man, you fucked, whether you alive or you dead.
Man, watching all these biopics, you see how many artists out here getting hustled. So, artists, stay independent as long as possible, man.
Stay independent or make sure you get some type of percentage of your publishing deal.
Like, man,
it's very important because whatever you do, avoid Cash Money. We already know. We all know that. Avoid Brian Birdman Williams. Don't do it.
For real, man. All right, man. That's a great episode. What's you got a sleeper pick? Who you got this week?
I got a sleeper pick. It's coming from somebody I already use, but he got a project that's getting ready to come out. It's called Pyramids in California. I'm not sure when it drops. It doesn't have a release date. But it comes from Nino Magzoon, and it's called House Party. Now, it's a little vibe record. It's been crazy on iTunes. He's performed it a couple times. He has a dope visual for it. I don't know if the visual is finished yet, but from what I've seen, he was doing like the mannequin challenge during the visual. And I thought it was pretty dope. So that's my sleeper pick for the week.
All right, play some of that.
All right.
Like old school house party, like old school house party, like old school house party, like old school house party. We just went up to the house party. Me and my niggas at the house party. It's bad bitches at the house party. That mean it's lit at the house party. Cause everybody drinking and everybody smoking. It's lit and everybody living. And haters ain't on. It's lit. Now I know you didn't come here to just stand on the wall. You know I didn't come here to just be with my dogs. So let's just dance, dance, dance. Let's just dance,
like old school house party.
Yeah. Like old school
right, man. That's a dope sleeper pick, man. I like that.
Yeah, man. Whenever an artist is able to, you know what I'm saying, come and do what they want. Like, and this is what you're saying, independent. When you're independent, you can do this because you don't have to worry about, hey, man, that's too soft. Like, don't put that out. Hey, man, that's too hard. Don't put that out. You need to get on the radio. You don't need to get on the radio. So it's like you said, stay independent as long as you can, man. It's very important. So shout out to Nino Magzoom. Keep doing what you're doing, man. What's your sleeper pick, Chris?
I got something different, man. I don't know if this guy is new or old, but I heard this song on the show, and I was like, man, I have to put that as my sleeper. It's okay. Called Coming Home by Leon Bridges, and it's a soulful record. Like, it just made me think of, like, the 70s for some reason. Like, just really, like, a vibe type of chill, just old school type of song. And it's, like, a real peaceful record, man.
Okay.
Let me play this.
Yes, sir.
Been traveling these wide roads for so long. My heart's been far from you, 10,000 miles gone. Oh, I wanna come near and give every part of me, but there's blood on my hand and my lips are unclean. In my darkness I remember Mama's words reoccur to me. Surrender to the good Lord and it'll wipe your slate clean. Take me to your river. I wanna go. A gold. Take me to your river. Dip me in your smooth waters, I go in. As a man with many crimes, come up for air. As my sins flow down.
See, man, it's a real vibe joint, man. You.
It definitely is. If it's new, his style is like. Like, he's ahead of his time. That's a good thing.
It says on iTunes, it said he posted it in 2016, but it sounds like it was just so long ago. But
that's good, man. Like, Ali Black, like the guy, Ali Black, the one who sings I Need a Dollar, like, his music sounds.
Nigga, that's Allo Black.
however you pronounce it, forgive me. But yeah, his music is.
Bro, you know he sounds just like that. He got that different
exactly.
vibe sound, kind of like right. Anderson .Paak, where it's like
yeah,
just
like
different.
That kind of music is timeless. Like, damn, this like where was this at 10 years ago or 5 years ago?
Nah,
like,
man, we got to come up with a name for that. We gonna start calling that people that fit in that category of music. We can call them Millennium Funk.
Okay.
Just Millennium Funk, because it's kind of like our new era type of funk music. It's not with all instruments like they did back in the day, and it has a vibe sound to it too. So
it's like exactly
Millennium Funk, man. That's
I'm with that. That sounds dope, man.
All right, man. That's another episode of Debate the Music. Thank you guys for listening. Please, once again, go on iTunes. 5-star rating and reviews, please. We really appreciate it. I'm your host, Chris. You can find me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness. Check out our website, greatnesspodcastnetwork.com. Great articles there for you. Stay up to date with content, man. Check it out.
Yes, sir. And I'm your host, Pierre. You can reach me on Twitter at KingTail21. Also, you guys can follow the Instagram page at Debate the Music. We're going to be having debates on there. You guys can read the articles that we post on there. Show the sleeper pick some love. Also, thank you guys. I don't know if anyone was aware, but today makes a month that Debate the Music aired, and we're already on episode 9. So thank everybody who's been with us since episode 1, and that's going to continue this journey with us. it goes up from here. So again, thank you guys. We couldn't be more appreciative.
Yeah, man. And we're one of them shows. I won't say never, but we don't plan to start doing one episode a week. It's just too much content out there to talk about.
No, it's too much. And then as the summer go on, like,
I'd much rather
who's dropping what.
Like, exactly.
What's coming?
I'd much rather get y'all 30-minute episodes every few days, and you know y'all love that content than one episode per week. So definitely a lot more content to come. GreatnessPodcastNetwork.com. We out, man. Thank y'all.
Thank y'all.